Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, my darling sister Ro. How are you this morning? God bless you. God bless you. Oh, God is so good to us. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. I thank God for God. Hallelujah. I thank God that we know as much about him as we know, and we are growing in him day by day. Hallelujah. He is so kind to us, and we are ever so grateful. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made. Oh, yes, it is. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice. We are rejoicing in it. Hallelujah. But let's say that again. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are rejoicing in him. Hallelujah. For it is in him that we move and that we have our being. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. He gives us the strength to do what he has called us to do and to be faithful. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. And sometimes you feel, oh, God, I can't do this. Oh, but you know, as you start pressing forward, Almighty God, or as you start pressing for your being sick, oh my, God is so awesome. God is awesome. As you start, you put that foot down, and your next thing you know, you're moving. You're moving, and you're doing. Hallelujah. So if you just go sit there, I don't know how much that'll work. Hallelujah. But when you get up and you start moving, we stand on it. Hallelujah, God. I know that you called us to do this. So here I am, weak as I am. Here I am, Lord. And you know, there's a refreshing that occurs. That's what I want to say. So we give honor to our Father this morning. We give honor to God, who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. We give honor to our Father. Hallelujah. And it is so, oh my God, I don't know the strongest word that I would be able to use to express my gratitude to God. I've come a long way. We've come a long way. And sometimes you have to stop and think where he has brought you from. Hallelujah. I'm just saying, hallelujah. God has brought us from a mighty long way. Hallelujah. Our minds are understanding our clarity of him. And we're still growing. That's what's so amazing. That's what's so wonderful. He's not leaving us. As much as we want of him that he has allowed for man to know of him, it's open to us. And I tell you, it's amazing. Yes, it is amazing. And we could just stop right there and just, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's amazing. You know, we don't even realize just how awesome and how kind God has truly been to us. We see it, but then when you really sit back and look and you search and you just sit down and think, you go, oh my God. Oh my God. You have truly, truly brought me from a mighty long way. Hallelujah. Even in our affliction, he has given us amazing strength. People look at you and say, well, how can you do that? God, baby. It's God. Can't give man credit for that. It's God, baby. And
then, you know, when that individual goes through something, they can, that'll come back to them, what you said and what they have seen as you walk in this earth and went through. Oh, God, God is good. He's truly, he is so awesome, so kind. Oh, you know, if we stop and look and think about, I used to say we were like a chain in the circle, a chain. And as we, the chain, the links in the chain become stronger and stronger. And when one link, as the scripture says, is weak, the whole chain is weak. But as we strengthen and grow in God, hallelujah, I'm telling you, you here doing what God has called you to do. You here doing what God has called you to do. You there doing what God has called you to do. And sometimes, there is nobody great or small. And we have made some mistakes, and we have lifted man too high. And that's not right. That's not right. We are all who have given their life to Jesus are the children of God who are walking after his right, walking in his righteousness and holiness, who's learning of him day by day, who turn their back on the world. Hallelujah. And we're learning of him day by day, being strengthened by him day by day. Hallelujah. We are his children. And yes, we go through some tough things, but as I always remind us, he's with us. He's with us. He's with us. And we're growing stronger and stronger in him. One may be a billionaire, one may, but because maybe there is work that God has ordained them to do. And one may, as I said yesterday, day by day, penny by penny. But that does not put a value on us as to who we are. And when we really get it, when we really get it, because the scripture tells us that we're not supposed to have all this respect of person because of material gain. No, no, no big, no little. But we're in this together, accomplishing a task for our Father. And let's be encouraged, and let's encourage each other to be strong in the Lord, to do what God has called us to do. Be excited about it. Yes, I know that there can be some ups, there can be some downs, but let's just press against each other more and more to encourage each other to be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. God loves you. He loves me. He's called you on this earth for such a time as this. Woo! Pray. Hallelujah. As this, you have meaning. You have purpose. Yes. I don't care how people may have laughed at you, talked about you, showed you born, did all kind of mischief towards you, put all kind of roadblocks in your way, this thing, that thing, said you never mounted nothing. No matter what they said,
He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God got a purpose and God got a plan. And not for you to be ugly, to show how God works in the life of his people. Yes, and maybe they can turn around. You know, repent, turn around. Maybe they didn't understand. So many things. But let's just be encouraged. Oh, and let's encourage each other to do our Father's will. Amen. Oh, lift that head up. Inhale. Jesus. Hallelujah. Inhale. Inhale, Jesus. Exhale, fear. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, inhale. And we thank God for his wall of protection around us, our home, our means of transportation, everything. And we thank him for perfecting the things that concern us. Hallelujah. Our God loves us. He cares. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're protected and defend. Yes, he defends us. Hallelujah. He protects us. A shield of defense. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, he all of our steps. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Yeah, I just felt that. Just step out. On that solid faith. Just step out. Just move your feet. My faith in God. He builds it. He strengthens it. Yes, he does. God loves us. God loves us. Put your hand on your heart and say, God loves me. He cares. And if I know God, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Blessings and honor, glory and power. They all belong to thee. Our God, our Master, our Lord, our Father, and our King. Hallelujah. We have a King. We have a King. We have a Master. We have a Lord. We have a God, the only true and living God, the maker of the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. And we thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the fullness of God in our life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry, daughters of God called to pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I ask for a special prayer for Mother Dunlap. Keep her lifted up. Hallelujah. God is yet
we know, we say he's yet on the throne. He's all, you know, he's God. But we know that he yet cares for his people and he's concerned. So we ask God to continue to encourage her and keep her strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. Keep her strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. I touch her eyes. She really needs the Lord, a touch from the Lord, her eyes. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard and nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. We miss her, but she'll join us on Saturday morning. It's easier. Easier for her. I love her, and I thank you for praying for her, Mother Dunlap. Hallelujah. We have others on our prayer list, and we're thanking the Lord for a great praise report. We're really asking the Lord to protect us in our homes, around our homes. We plead the blood of Yeshua for God's protection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for his protection all around our homes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Guide us, hallelujah. God is good. Let's go to our scriptures. This morning, we're going to do our reminders. Great is our God. Hallelujah. Last week, we just, Thursday, we just read the scripture and just had showers of blessings. Just reading the word of God. That's all we did. We just read the word of God and God were just showers over us. Hallelujah. Just read the word of God. Just God's word. Hallelujah. It's alive. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. His word is alive. And it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. So we just read and read and read and read the word. Yes, we did. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank him for his word. Hallelujah. Oh, just fill us with his word. Hallelujah. Just shower down on us the word of God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Now, for my Facebook friends, I'd like to share with you that we're on Tuesdays through Thursdays from 7 to 8. AM and the number where you can tune in is 929-477-1070. Again, that number is 929-477-1070. God bless you. Hallelujah. But you can expect us here every Wednesday at 7 AM. We thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. God is good. Excuse me. So we have titles all over the place, but our Remnant Ministries we've been around for a long time. Hallelujah. We thank God for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I will be honest. I tried to get a whole bunch of people. And I couldn't figure out why they wouldn't come, but that word of remnant. The musician at my church, he tried so hard. He said, worry about it. I said, but why they won't come? And then another person at school, I was talking to him about his ministry, and he had just found out that I think he was adopted, but he found his family, found out that he was Jewish. He said, a remnant. He says just the peace of the peace. That didn't do. I had a service, a prayer meeting. I did everything. Hear the word I did everything I could possibly do. And we had such a meeting. But I was disappointed because it didn't equal, the number of people didn't equal, I'm telling you how I grew. The number of people didn't equal, as far as I was concerned, hear that pronoun, I was concerned, my energy and all I put in for the number of people that showed up. But we had awesome time. I had a friend, I'll share that with you, how she had a vision and saw Obesiku Masaka at my house. She says, doing just what you always do, busy trying to make sure everything is right. She said, but this particular time, everybody ran to the wall. I think I'm saying it right. And there was a sense of urgency for prayer. And she said, and I saw, I think she said angel. She said this angel standing. And every time we called out a Nebuchadnezzar, he would send a sword to that nation or that situation, just casting them. So I did not understand. I was just wanting to do great things for the Lord. Just do what God has called you to do. Everything and anything we do is great for the Lord when we do it in purity. And so after the service was over and everyone left and everyone was, you know, just rejoicing, and she had this vision after she got home. That's how it went. But I went upstairs to my room and I just cried, saying how the Lord just let me down as hard as I prayed. I'm just being open and honest. And I couldn't hear anything. I wasn't getting anything. So I swung myself to the corner of my bed, and I said, I don't want to hear anything but from the Lord. And everything got quiet. I mean, there was a stillness. And I got up, sat on the corner of the bed, turned to Jeremiah, and it said, if you can't run with the horsemen, I mean, if you can't, how does it say it? If you can't, that's right. If you can't run with the footmen, how can you contend with the horse? Like, huh? And the subtitle was, and Jeremiah complained and God answered. So that was my beginning of trusting in the Lord and tuning my ears for what people would say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turning my ears off for what people say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or question. Hallelujah. And for me, knowing that God is in control of all things. That's right. God is in control. He call it like he wants. You would be available. Are we trying to make names for ourselves? Are we trying to look like someone else? Or are we trying to please God? And I had to come to terms with that day. Hallelujah. I'm good. I'm good. Hallelujah. Right now, I'm good. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm good. Oh, yes. Amen. I'm good. And I thank God for it. He taught me a very important lesson that day. Hallelujah. And my friend, she called them her angel books, and she has written, I think, 3 or 4 of her books. Of the one that the intercessor, the angel of the intercessors, I think that's the name of it. And that was years ago. Uh-huh. We ask God to remember her. Yeah. Please. We ask God to remember all the saints. Because so many times severe distractions come in the lives of the people of God. Hallelujah. To discourage. And we have to be strong for one another. Don't be discouraged. Trust God. He loves you. And I'm thinking of some situations that some people have gone through that made no sense at all. So much so that they jumped on the fence, going through the motion, but they won't come off that fence anymore. Some have allowed people to tell them, criticize their preaching. And they won't preach anymore. Someone said they'll never put on a robe again. Please pray. Hallelujah. They're in a place they feel that's a safety place. Hallelujah. And they're holding on. Oh, God, we ask that he touch and protect and shield all of his people everywhere. Don't let discouragement and doubt hinder, hallelujah, hinder his people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God loves us, and I know that there are times and we think we're in this world all by ourselves, all alone. And how, if God loved me, how he allowed this to happen to me? I didn't do anything. Just have to keep our eyes on him. For he does love us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. But thou art with me. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Hallelujah. 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 Psalms 3:1. Psalms 3:1. Lord, how are they that increase that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah, I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord,
save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Hallelujah. 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 Psalms 3. Hallelujah. He loves us and he's with us. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let's just do six. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which was above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, let there be, and let us make man. I'm getting excited. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, glory be to your name. And replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. We bow our head and bend our knees and bless the most holy God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. His word is rich. His word is true. His word is alive. We're talking about the word of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for opening our minds of understanding, giving us clarity, illumination. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
giving us understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. He is so good. His word is so good. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just enjoy reading the word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to change up a little bit. Let's do verse 5 through 7. Excuse me. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. And then we just kind of look to the east over at Israel and we say, bless your name, Almighty God. You're still bringing them. Hallelujah. To their home. Hallelujah. 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 Fulfill your promise. Hallelujah. Ezekiel, hallelujah, can these bones live? Oh, you know, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, woo. Mighty is our God. Mighty is our God. Oh, God. Let no persecution, prosecution, whiplash, backlash come. Oh, no defeat come. God, hallelujah, ever. Hallelujah, surround us. God, hallelujah. Thank you in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 43 verse 8 of the same book, the book of Isaiah. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord. I love this. I love that. I love it. I love it. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, I love it, I love it. Bless Jesus' name, the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Before the day, I love. Oh my, I love this. Reassurance. Hallelujah. Because what's going on is can be overwhelming. Hallelujah. So much, so many tears, so many heartbreaking situations. Oh my God. The world is turned upside down. The world. Hallelujah. It's turned upside down. And people's hearts are still hard, so many. And stepping in and saying, I want this. You have to give this to me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Doesn't matter that this is all you have. Doesn't matter. I want it. It's mine. And if you don't give it to me, I'll let them. It'll be taken from you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. There's so many people going through so many different things on their jobs. Hallelujah. Oh, God. You see it all. Almighty God, you see it all. The weather. Oh, my God. The pandemic. Oh, my God. Just one of these things. The unrest. People have hatred. It's only you, God, that can make a difference. Hunger. And the richest country in the land. Hallelujah. Almighty God. We need help. We need hebesiko masiko. Oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh Lord. Oh, the earth is rocking and reeling under the sin. Oh God. Help us. Children. Oh God. Have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, God. We intervene. Hallelujah. Touching hearts. Hallelujah. Touching minds. Almighty God. Only you. Only you can make a difference. Hallelujah. Only you can touch hearts and change attitudes. Only you, God. We can't legislate morality. Almighty God. But you can fix it. You can fix the cold heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can change hate to love. Almighty God, hallelujah. You can break, you can heal a broken heart, hallelujah, that has caused bitterness to come forth. You can bring sweetness as a sweet fountain to flow. Hallelujah. You and you alone are God. Man cannot fix it. The situation that we're in. Only you. Touch our ear that we may hear, our eyes that we may see, and our Father and our God, our heart that we obey you. Hallelujah. It's time to obey. Hallelujah. Give us the strength to yield to your authority and your will, your way, and your purpose. Great God Almighty, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for granting traveling mercy. Thank you for bringing peace on the job. Almighty God, for those who feel that they have authority and they fire someone and they have nothing. Hibisikuma shambakodidiosa. Rimisikuma kodidiosa. Ribikanada. Rambasikuma shandada. Make people do all manners of things. Hididididiosa. Rambakuma shididia. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Woo! Glory be to your name. We thank you, oh God, for stepping in these situations, touching the heart, Almighty God. Save God, protect, shield, and defend, Almighty God. You can turn things around, upside down. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Thank you for your Holy Spirit flowing in us, over us, through us, with us. Hallelujah. Surrounding us. Hallelujah. Your people, God. Your people. Thank you, Lord. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. May we never forget it. May we never forget it, Almighty God. Thank you for food on the table. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a roof over our head. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for heat. Thank you, Lord, for those who don't have heat. Lord, a miracle. Hallelujah, a miracle, Father. A miracle. Those who don't have food, a miracle. Those of us who have food, let's not count it robbery to help someone. And we thank you. Remember all those that's on the prayer list. Hallelujah. Still needing prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We just need prayer. We need to pray. And our prayers more and more intense. More and more intense. Hallelujah. If it's so come on. Oh, intercessors. Hallelujah. Remastakoba. Faithful to God. The garment of an intercessor. Ramakabashakodidio. Oh God, our Father, we thank you. Empowering us and anointing us even the more. Sensitizing us. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name. Glory be to the name of the Most High God. Hallelujah. In Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. All right. For those of us who are inbound and not sure what we are supposed to do for the Lord, let's just go to 2 Chronicles 7, 13 through 14. We can always start here. We can always pray. Hallelujah. And he said, well, I don't speak in tongues. Just start glorifying God. Pray where you are. Talk to the Father where you are. None of us have to mimic another. We're all unique in our own way. So come to Him. Hallelujah. In this, just sit quietly before Him and let God be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7, starting at the 13th verse. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. 14. Did we read that too fast? 13. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. He'll do it. He'll do it in his own time. Already planned out, already mapped out. Hallelujah. 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 God's time, it will be done. And the purpose, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just saying, isn't it just amazing the wisdom that's in his word? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The wisdom that's in the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, if you see my Bible, you'll say, I thought she said you're supposed to hold it in reverence. I'm not marking it up. I just got flags. Oh, Lord. I tell you the truth. Because it just gets so good to me. I don't know who it was. I think it's my sister. I mentioned my sister a lot because I would always say she was in the ministry before me. She's my middle sister, but I told her, I said, you're my mother in the Lord. Yeah. So that's why I mentioned my sister. Hallelujah. Some beautiful people in my hometown. Let's do this. Hallelujah. Yeah. This is our word. Hallelujah. Write this verse down. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. 11. Verse 11. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confound. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Hallelujah. That's for someone. Fear not. The scripture says that he'll help us, help you. He'll help those who are in need of trouble. It's a vain says to put your trust in man. Now God used man, but our trust is in God, that he'll work it out, and we seek him first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We seek God. Hallelujah. But I say this to remind us that each one of us have the opportunity to have our own personal relationship with God. I can't rubber stamp and say, oh, this is what God can do for you. This is how he'll operate for you on everything. I don't know the plan that God has for you. I'm not a prophet. He doesn't share some of these things with me. I can't say unless the Spirit just used to say something through me. But I do know that he's faithful to us. And when he's going to move, I don't know. How he's going to move, I don't know. And it may seem like he's holding back and he's not doing this and he's not doing that. But it's already done. He has a plan. I can't tell you that you're going to go on easy street and everything is just going to work out perfect. You don't have to worry about it. I can't tell you that because Jesus says the world hates you because it hates me. You're in the world, but you're not of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, he takes us through. Hallelujah. That means you're going through something for him to take you through. Yes. But know that he is faithful to us. And tears may fall. I cannot tell you that I can't. Now, maybe someone else can. That you're going to get on this easy street and you're just going to slide and glide right on through. Say, well, so-and-so doing it and did it, but you don't know what so-and-so had to go through before they got there. There come a place in time where some maturity have to come for. Yes. Yes. We have to learn our faith building. Why? You know, so what I'm saying, trust God, get to know God, your relationship. What does the word says about God? He's our helper. Yes, he's our helper. He's our protector. He's our shield of defense. Read it. Let his word come alive in you. Get this relationship building and sincerely want your God. Hunger after him and let God be God in your life. Jesus said, he know that you have need of these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I didn't say that. The word of God said that in the Holy Scripture. As a matter of fact, Jesus said that to his disciples. Hallelujah. Our closing scripture, Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. God had spoke to Moses and told him to tell Aaron and his sons to pray this over his people. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing is broken. Hallelujah. Wholeness, completeness. Yes, Lord. Jude, the 1st chapter, the 24th through the 25th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Go in peace, go in love, go in the power of the Holy Ghost. God loves you. Thank you for tuning in. Have a marvelous day.